I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My Tesla class every time.
Tesla class. Hey, what's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. If only you knew the blood-curdling stress we just went through to get a microphone working. I actually said last week on a podcast we're going to get microphones and camcorders. We're operating off a new camcorder, so there'll be no breaks in the video at least. But as you can see, I'm holding this microphone.
And my headphones don't work.
And Mickey's headphones don't work. And as soon as I'm done, I'm going to start drinking. Right. And it's 11 in the morning. But it's stressful.
If you're not on Patreon now, get on Patreon fucking now.
Yeah, because I'm going to pay some guy to fucking do this.
And I've run out of toothpaste.
Mickey has no toothpaste.
Teethers are important.
I feel like I need toothpaste right now. I had that coffee.
That was a good coffee, though.
It's like powder.
It was nice coffee, but what kind of coffee was that? Is that Azura?
No, it was Cote Noir.
Oh, fuck, was it?
It's nice. But it's dear.
Sure, you get better.
It was about £6 for the instant.
Fuck's sake, sir. How much would that be? 100 grams? What sort of G's would that be coming?
More than that, I would say. Do we play the intro?
Aye.
All right, then.
You just tell me when it's over, because I can't hear.
That becomes a problem. Nope. I think I just played another podcast. Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, soul. Poland Jettis. It's Geddes, actually.
Jettis.
Geddes.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. There we go. Mickey Bartlett's back in the country.
Back home, bitches.
On a fucking... Do you like the way I've put a bit of weights around
it? Would that be 12 kilos, was it?
No.
That's right, Carl.
Did you see my skipping rope? I thought you would have seen that.
I did see it, I think I bought it with you. Were we not the same? Did you buy skipping ropes the same day?
No, you bought one like that, and then I bought one similar.
You've been getting a bit of rope action, have you?
Yeah, but I do it as a warm-up to actual exercise.
That's interesting.
And then you do it for an hour.
Do you have to do circuits the way I do it? No.
No, I do actually. I'll do circuits after I skip for
you
like.
You probably can't really skip as fast as I can, so it probably doesn't affect
you
as much.
No, because it doesn't matter. So it doesn't really matter.
I mean, it clearly matters enough that you're doing it. You know what I mean?
You know?
Clearly, you've seen
when you're old man important. And decrepit, and you're like, let me skip my way out of this armchair.
Well, you're going to have good cardio and strong calves, so you'll be all right.
Strong calves?
You'll be able to get up. Yeah. You'll be nice and nimble, light in your feet. You know what I mean? Not like you. I'll go fucking lift more weights. What happens when your heart fucking explodes? You big fat cunt. I missed you.
You said about 5 minutes ago, you were like, I love the rattle of my lungs.
I'm like, here's the thing, you'll see a 90-year-old smoke, you won't see a 90-year-old fat cunt. It's a very good point. Think about it. Many 90-year-olds have seen that. Good night for a wee smoke now, son.
I know.
Well done, granny. You ever seen one? Good no burger.
Yeah.
I'm 90.
What happens when you're both?
90 and fat? It's never happened. Literally never happened. I mean, best of luck to you, but...
I don't smoke anymore.
I know, but you're still a fucking...
Do you want me to just leave your 40th birthday card on the grave? Or?
Oh, yeah. There's no point. Don't even fill it in. I'll know who it's from. I'll be in heaven.
I remember you were doing stand-up one night, and you were like, blah, 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 and then you were like, I will get cancer. And I laughed my box off, and everyone else was just quiet.
I know. I tried to do that line 3 or 4 different times since, and no one ever laughed at it. Was good.
I think people just get a bit too serious, but I was like...
I think I actually said, I probably will get cancer. Was it? Maybe not.
I probably get killed.
More than likely.
What's it like being back at home?
Shite.
Yeah?
Oh my god. Honestly, like I was Because I didn't realise my visa was for 3 months in Australia.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Did they give out month ones?
See, I think the way, because I, like, there's a company brings me out, so it's like, I think the way they do it is they send me an itinerary where it's like, once the gigs are over, it's like, fly home. But it's very much a case of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, this is as much, you know what I mean? Like, after this, we've nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
If you get caught, you get caught. Totally. I know, because Aaron was saying about that, and like, he has to come home after a year from America. But basically, if he's sort of done enough in America, and apparently Tony Hinchcliffe is going to sign his like guarantor form,
fucking hell,
to get him back in the country. But you have to legally go home,
aye,
for a year. And he goes, if you're going to come back and work as a stand-up comedian, he goes, I'm going to have to come back home and literally do as much like show-off shit as he can do. So he's going to have to book big gigs,
aye,
try and get papers, do his gig, to review it and everything. You know, get a lot of coverage for the shit he's doing, do loads of videos. Just do a ton of shit, so that when he goes back in,
he can say he's got a following.
Not that he's got a following, but it looks legit. Like he's gonna be working as a stand up comedian. He'd probably more than likely be doing others, you know, like have a fucking bar job or something, aye, but then be doing stand up. But you have to make it. You couldn't just turn up in America and be like, I think I'm gonna go in here and work as a carpenter.
Can I get on?
And there's no history of you doing any of that shit. So there has to be like evidence that you do that sort of shit. Like, so that's what he has to do. Me and him were doing a show in LA.
I know. I'm fucking jealous about that.
He booked some place called the Club. Hey, I love when people do this. If you're in LA, on the 12th of November, me and Aaron McCann will be doing the Clubhouse. Where is it?
Don't know.
LA. But he did a gig at it. He said it was fucking unbelievable. And I think the girl who owned the place loved him.
Oh, he does.
You know? Your head's so massive. Amazing.
Why do you talk like that? Oh, just fuck dollar. Come here. Fuck me.
I think he's got a wee woman for himself.
Has he got a wee woman? Lovely.
He sent me a bit, but, you know, typical Aaron. Just dry spell for years and then freak of all freaks.
Oh, seriously?
He's about to look at me to piss on her, sir. He didn't say that, but...
you shaking them cups and handed them?
Her and her mate. Things of that nature. He went from, like, couldn't get a fucking drunken HJ to, like, you know, shitting on glass tables and
all that. Maybe he just thinks she's a freak because...
he'd be like...
He hasn't seen a dilly.
I was all up a cocky on it.
She keeps cutting my taint.
Fucking night, lads. Oh my. Oh, fucking hell. Jealous.
You should have spotted that.
Oh my god. Oh, that's one of his bits. I just got that.
Oh,
so how was Australia this time, Mick? It was great.
Last one.
You said you did a gig. It was just full of people from Lurgan.
Aye, and like, was it? Well, I did my own show in the Comedy Store in Sydney. And one of those like walked out, right, so like doing the kind of where's everybody from, and I went, right, so who's from Ireland? And it was a overwhelming yeah, like it wasn't a woo, we could be from anywhere in Ireland. It was very much a case of, I went to school with you, you can't do it.
Yep.
But it was good crack. And then I did one in a sweet place called Noosa, and it was the same thing. They were like, do you know one of those situations where like before the break they're like, I'm gonna bring it on your head and all the way from Northern Ireland, Mickey Bartlett, and then it was like a fucking yeah.
Like up a fucking peelers.
That was good crack. I fucking loved it though. It was like, did I show you the flat I was staying in the Gold Coast?
I don't know, there was one you sent me, looked amazing.
It was one of those, like, I turned up on the first day and the guy was like, well,
every time you rang me you were just blocked.
I was steaming the whole time again.
That time you rang me from the fucking casino was absolutely hilarious.
I don't remember that.
Doing a bit of slabbering about some comedian.
I was one of those situations where...
And you had a pint of gin and tonic, and he was like, fucking cunt, setting a drink me on the table. Like, where is he? Where is he now? Way home, fucking fruit. And then you were like sipping it. Like, I don't want this. And I was like, are you by yourself in a casino? But it was so funny the way the connection was a wee bit shite. So you were like, you know, like I was looking at you like I was drunk because the fucking thing was like...
Fucking boss, where is he tonight? I was shocked.
I'm gonna get arrested on it.
Because I think it was, what had happened? Somebody rolled me a joint as well, so I ended up, I remember getting that gin and tonic and then being like, I need to eat something. But everything
closes. I like this joint.
It was like, everything closes dead early out there, like fast food and all that. So I ended up getting a pizza in the casino and then being like, can I get a beer with the pizza? And the girl was like, Bessie, stop saving the bees. And then she saw how like disappointed I was. And she was like, just don't tell anybody. So she gives me like a bottle of Corona, which I then put in my jacket pocket and like walked out of the casino. Is it in the back of an Uber? Oh, I've got beer. Like, and I go back. I think I FaceTimed my sister while I was smoking a spliff. And then whited and boked and fell asleep. Good times.
That's my boy.
Fucking life on the road.
I was like, one of those Limelight gigs. I was talking to Sean Haggard and he's like, I have two fucking Magners in my pocket here. I'm stealing. And I was like, you mad. You're getting your money back today, aren't you, Sean? I'd have bought you two Magners.
Did he get free drink at that fucking gig?
There must have been free drink. It was sponsored by Magners, so I think it was drink out the back.
That's a fucker. There wasn't drink when I did it on Thursday. Well, I'll be writing to my ombudsman.
Belfast, while you were away, went from Queens disappearing, you know, their regular club disappearing, and then, you know, a few other ones dropping out, and there was basically Laveries and the Empire. And then by the time you came back, there was Pavilion, Empire, Laveries, Liquor, Pug Uglies, Limelight,
right.
Accidental Theatre. It just, it got itself.
See, once the big dog leaves, everyone thinks they're funny.
Well, Mickey's left.
We're going to have to fill the void somehow.
Now we can gig every night.
Right. And now I'm back, there's no fucking gigs happening.
See? What does that tell you?
I'm too good, Colin.
The crack just vacuum, that's what they call you.
Too much talent.
Mickey comes back into town and everyone's...
Right enough, I came back here, the fucking... None of the mics work every time I'm doing this podcast. So there is something wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Poison.
Ah,
fucking poison every time.
I'm just too good.
Every time you come near it.
I'm just...
Did you watch the McGregor fight?
Deep vein banterthrosis. I didn't watch it, actually, no. Fell asleep.
I invited you around. We had a lovely night. But anytime I say to you about doing something, I assume you're not going to go anywhere.
I was too fucked. Like, I was... Because...
Flaky Bartlett, they call it.
Because of my eczema. Well, Flaky by name, Flaky by name.
It's kind of double meaning.
That's why I've been trying to make that fucking joke work for ages. Where like giving me a hand job is like shaking a sausage roll. Nobody ever laughs at it.
That's fucking amazing. I described at a bit the other night. Not great to try and you know, do a gig or a bit for the first time in front of like a drunken Devonish crowd in West Belfast. Aye. But I was talking about like, you know, I was like, I'm married, and I was like, everyone tells me my wife's way too hot for me.
No.
I was like, which she is.
Yes.
I was like, she's way too hot for most people. And then I was like, if people are like, oh, you must be fucking loaded or have a big dick or a good sense of humor, and I'm so sick of it now, I just go, yeah.
All of
and them. Then I was going to go off a bit about like my dick and be like, it may be reasonable size, but it's not nice. No one ever, you know, everyone's always like, has she got big tits? No one's ever like, has she got nice tits?
Aye.
And then I said like, you could look like you have big tits, but then it looks like you've glued a jambo on the balloon.
Aye.
Do you know
the big floppy veiny ones?
Yeah. Yeah, we were like, is the nipple under?
What? What's that? What's that fucking? What was that sketch show? Or was it a sketch show? Maybe, was it Father Ted or something? Do you like big tits or nice tits? There was something from the fucking 90s. Remember, like,
I've stolen it then.
Oh, you have. Yeah, you have. You fucking hack.
I mean,
there is definitely
the only thing that saves me if it's come to stealing material is I don't watch any comedy. I watch about 3 seconds of a special and then go, I used to like Bill Burr.
Nah, I watched Joe Rogan's one there. Wasn't a big fan.
Well, that's the thing with Joe Rogan. He's not good. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get all I need from Joe Rogan on his podcast. I don't need to see him do stand-up. And he's always trying to push it to a place where it's like, oh, fucking hippie and drugs and weird. And it's every once in a while he'll have a good bit, like, but I just think he's a strange guy. Like,
I think he's one of those, like, because his last, I heard him on his podcast saying like this, especially just put out, was as good as he could get in the time that he had.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's a natural fucking, because I've watched a couple of, like, there's some jokes that appear 2 or 3 times in. Do you know, like, there's one that's on YouTube, he makes a joke about trying to figure out what way the world's spinning, or like weed cures things, and lets you talk to dolphins.
Yeah.
And that was in
the new one?
The triggered one. So that,
mm-hmm.
But it was also in the one that's on YouTube, he's wearing the fucking hat back to front.
Yeah.
So that same joke's in that, I think. But he's also one of those cons where he's commentating on UFC.
Doing a million
different things at once. Like,
I'm sure he still gigs all the time, but I think, like, you know,
He's that. He's there's that famous that when he gets up on a comedy club, people just lose their fucking shit because he's there.
But I've heard Aaron and even like Shane, them would say when they were in LA and they seen Joe Rogan, they were like, it's not overly fucking hilarious to watch compared to like a Chris D'Elia or like a Sebastian.
Yeah.
But I think there's a certain, like, there's a lot of people probably watch, you know, like Bill Hicks or fucking Joe Rogan or something, and they go like, oh, I want to get these real powerful fucking save the world bits.
Point across,
like, but the best bits of Joe Rogan's of all time were like the really silly, crude stuff from years ago. Yeah. You know, like talking about Anna Nicole Smith banging like that owl boy.
Yeah,
like it's not overly clever. Stand up doesn't really need. You can be clever with the way you deliver the joke, but the actual topic of the thing doesn't need to be like super serious or groundbreaking, which is what he tries to do. Like trying to figure out life, bro.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, just talk about the girl with the big tits fucking the old boy, because visually it's hilarious when you think about it.
Even like the Bruce Jenner bit from Triggered was fucking astounding.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Your lips are too thin.
But like, that's, you know, he talked on the podcast like that was his best bit of all time. You know?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get one again. That's not a fucking, you know, like fucking trippy weed idea. That's just funny.
Aye, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? That's just a silly idea. Instead of being like, yeah, I can talk to dolphins because I had a fucking weird moment. That, you know,
aye,
he gives a fuck about that. You baldy cunt.
Said to his face. Said to his fucking face.
But it's hard to fuck. I mean, that's why I think like those live podcasts and stuff are good, because sometimes you get bits that are funnier. That you know what I mean? It's like, we've said this before, but like, you watch the likes of Chris D'Elia on his podcast and it's so goddamn funny.
Aye.
That I don't know what I would think if I'd seen him live. You know, I've seen his stand-up on Netflix and stuff, and I'm just like, I don't know if I like that even.
See, I wonder how much of it's to do with, like, the people that are in charge of producing the shows. Do you know what I mean? Like, is his Netflix deal almost like when somebody does Live at the Apollo, when you go, I've gigged with that cunt, and he's amazing, and they put it on TV, and you're like, it's a dog shit. Is there people behind the scenes making decisions for it?
I don't know. I think maybe you have to submit something. I don't know. They probably just want it very clean and not clean, but like, they want it. The way I would do, like, if I was to shoot a special type thing, I would do it cheaply in about six different places.
Aye.
Like the way David Hill did his, because, you know, there are like wee magic moments that are good. Like Joe Rogan kept one in where he was talking and he goes, hold on, I get some water, and he walks off stage and goes by, and he's got that cottonmouth sun, and he's like, I thought it'd be cool if I just come out with no drink. Like, those bits are funny, but they're you can get better bits than that if you shoot it in a smaller place. That's not
Rory Scovel special, because his is like the audience like a D shape, and it could be maybe 150 people tops, and there's people going to the toilet and he's like fucking messing about with, like,
but that's funny, like,
yeah.
But the way David Hill did his is like, I think that's the best special production wise, for like how real it feels,
because
the guy's fucking walking in front of him and on, you know, during the set and everything, and he's like, oh Jesus. But just the, like, you've seen that, haven't you?
I've seen bits of it, I haven't seen the
but
whole thing.
It feels like you're actually in a fucking comedy club. Because the laughs are fucking explosive.
Aye.
And it's like dynamic. It's like moving, and he's talking and he's referencing the camera, and he gives the girl the camera and he goes, well, what's your name? And she goes, Tracy or something. He goes, what do you do? And she goes, I used to be a hairdresser. And he goes, oh God. Like,
I also think, the CK special, which one is it where the camera guy gets too close to him?
Can't remember.
And he has it. Is it the first or second one?
Is it the Comedy Store one, though?
No.
Or one of the hilarious or something?
It might have been hilarious, or might have been chewed up. Where, like, he just stops and he's like, you need to, like, be further back because I can hear your headset.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you can hear the guy in the headset going, no, get close to him. Get close to him. He won't mind. He won't mind.
Sometimes it's just they look too clean.
Aye.
And that's not really where the best comedy happens, I don't think.
There's definitely some I've seen where, remember seeing the Tommy Tiernan one once where they'd obviously recorded the whole thing maybe over two shows, but he was wearing the same outfit for both shows, but in one of them it would cut and he's drenched with sweat and then it would cut back.
Yeah.
There, and I think if you watch enough of them, I definitely start spotting when the microphone's just in a different hand.
Yeah.
And then I get all fucking,
Yeah, like they've jigsawed the fucking joke together. Yeah. I definitely, I don't think you should ever pretend that it's one show. Like, I would love to, if I did one, I would love to go like, I've 10 gigs over the next 2 weeks.
I record each.
And just do bits from each one, even though it's the same set, and just the even the wee bits of crowd work that would be different.
Was or, it, actually, Tommy Tiernan did one, was it Loose? Where hit like it opens with like, and it's like real fucking big opera music. And it just shows each stage from all the different.
Mm-hmm.
So like he's got a bit from Electric Picnic, and he's got a bit from somewhere in Cork and somewhere in.
Yeah, I think whatever. I've seen bits of that. Thing.
And it's all different. He's wearing different outfits every night and stuff. But that's, it's one of the best ones I've seen as well.
Like I don't see. You know, it's like anything. It's like if you were a fucking musician and you're like, I'm gonna go record an album, and they're like, we're gonna record your first take. I hope you practice this loads, but we're recording your first take. Go.
Aye.
That's not really how you do it. You fucking do it over and over again. So like, and I don't know why it has to look like it's just one like one off fucking show. I don't mind. Like, I actually prefer it if it looks like it's different. Like that Dave Attell one is the fucking best. Honestly, it's the best one where the fucking cameraman kicks the drink over, and he's got the big, because he's in the Hawaiian place. Have you seen that? It's a big tall fucking weird drink, and he goes, "It looks like a clown came on the floor or something." It's like, it's just. You wouldn't get those bits if they were just like, right, David. In fact, it wouldn't even suit him if you were like, just go on a stage and just do your set. Do your set. Perfect. You don't get to interact with anybody. You don't get to talk about what's happening around you or anything.
There's so many as well where, like, I'd always be worried that they'd stop you and make you do it again. Remember seeing that with...
Yeah, that's gross.
When Dermot Corr was doing Sketchy. Fucking, what's that, 70 years ago? And they were making him get his set word perfect. So, like, by the fifth or sixth time... Nobody's laughing.
Nah.
Like,
and I'd seen, I remember doing it, and it was like early in my stand up career, if you could call it that. Where I was doing a gig with him, and he was emceeing it, and he was only using it to just practice stuff because the crowd was going fucking insane. Not in a good way. And he was just running through material that was at this point dead.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? He didn't give a fuck about it. No one was listening to him, and it was not. He should have done the black box or something if he wanted to run material. But instead of MC, it was like an MC at a gig in fucking Antrim or some bullshit.
Aye, but you think about that, even that 78 years ago, there wasn't any of that. There wasn't a black box. Well, the black box was there, obviously, but there wasn't a fucking standard show in there where you could go and try and use stuff. There was the PAV and that was it.
Yeah, I suppose.
And it wasn't trustworthy.
Can't trust them. But you should go to the PAV now because there needs to be a decent open mic.
Aye.
I should be going and watching people.
I was trying to go last night, they wouldn't let me. Didn't have enough room.
Fuck's sake.
Nobody remember Find Me the Funny. Or I Am Fighter round 9.
Who are you speaking to?
Luke McGibbon.
You go, look, do you know what's... I don't want to say Mickey. You know it's Mickey Bartlett. You know it's me.
Look, because he messaged me back, like, you writing new stuff so close, like, right after the Fringe. I'm like, I'm a professional comedian.
Yeah. You're hanging around with fucking...
Constantly trying to write jokes.
People are learning to do stand-up.
Yeah. That's how the big boys are.
I've been doing stand-up.
Tell you what, though, this is the worst. I'm having to force myself to write stuff at the minute just because 2 months touring. Well, Edinburgh isn't really touring, like, but you could, like, I'm fucked. And I'm just having that wee moment of, like, I've done, because I gigged every night for nearly 3 months, and it's all stuff that I know works, old stuff and, like, newer stuff, whatever. But now I'm like, I'm sick of the sound of my own voice. Like, I need new material.
Yeah.
And I'm at that wee stage now where it's like, I'm just going to get up and not be funny.
Just to make yourself...
Just to get up. Because I know it's going to suck for the next fucking 4 or 5 weeks.
Do you know what is the most... I did that the other week with a joke in Lavery's. I was talking about big dick energy or something.
Aye.
Did I tell you about that? I could not... I was like... It was pretty hot at the time. And I was like, I want to write something. Couldn't think of anything.
I get really bad writer's block.
And I knew it was like, this will be funny because everyone's heard of it. Everyone's been talking about this recently. And then... I had no idea what the fuck to write, and then just ended up getting talking this. Oh, that was it. There was a guy in the front row, kind of looked like a better version of me.
Right.
Like, he had a thicker beard and he was like in better shape, and he had a fucking hat on like this. And I was like, you look like a fucking sexy version of me. And then I did a bit about big dick energy, and it was so stupid about like, oh, everyone they describe who's big dick energy just kind of looks, has this face.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's literally just the weight of your cock pulling your face down like that. And it was so stupid. But I fucking killed on the night. And you're like, I never would have thought of that. Like, we should organize a night or something where there's a bit more like, something like that, where it's like, yeah, you have to just riff on a thing.
I definitely think there's something in, like, stay close to that mic. The first time you do a bit, because you don't know if it works, you'll have your, like, your adrenaline kicks in a different way. You have different, like, nervous energy.
Yeah.
And you'll start fucking throwing extra bits in and just fucking panicking. And then it works. And then the second time you do it, it dies on its hoop. Yeah. And you're like, oh, fuck. And it,
because the energy was so good in the first one, you're like, well, that's a new killer, that bit.
I've had a couple of bits where I've gone, like, even the bit that I was using it to finish my show, that thing about a mate calling his baby Dimpna. I wrote that joke a year and a half ago, and it didn't work properly until,
yeah,
like, fucking June.
It's crazy, like.
Do you know what I mean?
It's mad, even, like, you probably write way more often and way more material than I do, but it's funny how, like,
nah, I don't know,
just the process of doing comedy kind of as part of your job.
Yeah.
Or as part of my job, as all your job. But, like, you know, I was looking at my set versus my set that I did in the limelight, like, at the start of the year.
Aye.
And it's like, there's one section that I would love to put in, which is about three bits that I actually did in the first one. Aye. And everything else is different. So without actually consciously going, like...
Oh, you'll do it? Like, you'll...
Without actually consciously going, oh, I write an hour a day, all that shit. By the time you fucking compile it all, you go, oh, yeah, that's all new. And just because I really think it would fit, I want to take three bits, which I'm sure I would be forgiven for. Just taking three bits that were fairly fresh at the time, that are now better, that would just flow just in there nicely. Like, yeah. So that's what I might do.
Yeah. It happened.
I hope no one minds. Like, if you were at the last Limelight one and you can bear with me for 7 minutes, I might do this another bit that I did before. Like,
I actually was throwing in old stuff. I ended up throwing old stuff into this year's show because it was kind of same thing. Maybe from 5 years ago, it worked all right, but it wasn't like the fucking crux. You know, it wasn't like the focal point of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then with this year, with a few extra bits in it, you go, oh, that's fucking... In fact, my entire show this year was named after a fucking 7-year-old bit that I went back and redid and was like, fuck, that's epic.
Yeah.
When you just rehash stuff.
Do you remember what we're talking
about? But it'd be interesting. I'd love to see what an R would be like if you fucking set down, like, if I sat down and started writing an R now and really, really fucking concentrated on it. Because I tend to do that thing where I go, that'll go there, that'll go there, I'll put that there, that can be that bit. I would love to see what it would be like if you really fucking put a ton of work into it.
Yeah.
But the pressure of doing that skirt, because if I went to Edinburgh with something I was like, well, did it, like, last year I went to Edinburgh with a show that I was proud of. I thought it worked pretty hard on it. And then the reviews were dog shit, and you're just like, I don't like this no more.
You should do a fucking, like...
I want to film one. I want to film, like, a best bit somewhere in Belfast.
You should do, like, Mickey Bartlett, the cock monologues. And it's just a whole pile of... Just get all your disgusting sex stories together.
Sex stories, and then the subsequent operations afterwards.
And you do it in, like, a fucking, you know, like, silk robe. On a sofa. That'd be
a
fucking...
pipe of bubbles.
That'd be fucking amazing. And you do it like you're reading from... Like you have a wee pulpit type thing with a book on it. You're like, chapter 9.
That blade from Dundrum.
The pineapple lube. Here we go.
Pina colada.
That's a main ingredient. Penis colada.
I do talk about riding far too much.
Nah, but sure.
But it's only because I'm a nice man. I'm vanilla. What's that? Bucked her?
It wouldn't surprise me. Have you seen his video?
No. I went to watch it and then...
It's not great. It's actually fucking hilarious. This might actually play this week. Like, that's the bit... That's the bit that makes me sick the most. Is when she just goes... like an involuntary burp. Look at this fucking walrus pig. Do you know how much of a fucking swine she is? She didn't even get up.
Aye.
She just lay there going.
That must be a hangover, is it?
Absolutely, but like.
Still drunk, like that.
It's the fucking. It's the.
Put that away quick.
It's just the fucking. It's the noise. She's just like that involuntary burp. What a dirty cunt.
I was thinking.
She's subhuman. I couldn't deal with her. Do you want to hear the funniest post?
Oh, I've seen that. I love this.
Yeah. My balls was warm. Yeah.
I need to sit my black ass down.
You're claiming the winner. By knockout, Derek.
That fucking knockout was sublime.
The fight was bollocks, and then... And then he just... Did you see the fight, no?
No, I saw it just when he...
Because he was tired as fuck, and then he saved it for like the last 15 seconds, and then knocked him down.
Derek Lewis, Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand. This is man.
Joe Rogan's just like... That's a good job about like having a comedian do that, because he's around mental cunts all day, so he's like, what's wrong? My balls is hot. Cool story.
And what you just did... was absolutely phenomenal. That was an incredible comeback victory, and it shows one of the reasons why people love to watch you fight, that you can put it all to bed with one shot.
I told them boys, I got number of heart. You know, they keep underestimating me. I ain't all that technical and all that, but I'm getting there.
No one will question your heart, sir, after this.
I ain't that technical and all that, but I tell you something. I knock a motherfucker dead yeah. with one punch, bitch. He's like the fuck.
Come from behind knockout.
Maury literally went, he's like the black you.
So we haven't seen in a long time. And you were looking for that big haymaker all night. You found it in the last minute of the fight.
I forgot a few hours before the fight, Donald Trump called me and told me I got knocked this Russian out because they're making him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin. They're talking about USA in this hole.
Listen, Derek, you came into this fight the number two contender with that knockout. You're absolutely one of the top guys in line for a shot at the title next. So tell us what you think about that.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. What you talking about right now? I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. Not with no gas tank like that.
Listen, Derek. You're one of the most entertaining guys in the sport. Congratulations on an amazing victory. And thank you very much for a really, really entertaining fight.
Thanks for having me.
Incredible. You see it, but Derek goes, come on, your show next week, smoke some weed, y'all.
Yeah.
Get the business, Instagram in the business, baby.
He's fucking, in Houston when they had those goddamn, floods and shit.
Aye.
Was like fucking...
Kicking trees at him, making rafts at him.
Yeah, he was helping people. You know what I'm saying? He was being a good boy. Let me see if we'll hit some questions here. Dead on Mafia. People sent any questions in or what the fuck, bro?
You and old Dave still doing the
with
Lost Jones.
Last week was a bit of a write off, seeing that fucking he was in the stag and shit like that. So let me see what these questions are, because there's tons of them. I haven't done questions in a while. Are you a folder or a scruncher when you wipe your shit box?
Folder?
Yeah, folder.
I don't know anybody.
I mean, I feel like...
Do you stand up or sit down when you're wiping your ass?
Just sit.
I sometimes mix it up.
Like, I'll do a bit of a lean, yeah. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you would scrunch up paper and then smear shit all over all over the place.
You'd have to have quite a healthy...
Yeah, you could scrunch if you're
doing ghosties.
If it wasn't like a fucking... Nutella time bomb. You lads ever do the mystery tours when you were at uni? Organized one to Letterkenny one year and was an absolute shit show. Left loads of people behind. Good times.
I think I was on that one.
Really? Fuck me. Yeah, we did one in our college and it was like a mystery tour and it went to Clubland, which was in Cookstown, I think.
We did one that ended up in Strabane at one point. Although I know somebody from Queens that ended up in fucking Lurgan.
That's terrible.
From Lurgan.
We're going to mystery tour to Clubland. I told that story at the one of the True Bill nights, which we'll have to organise again.
Oh my god, they're the best.
Only for once, I actually have things kind of organised in advance for fucking Laveries. But that was where I was out the back and I just seen this guy on the phone and he was bleeding all down his face like a fucking horror movie. And I was like, oh my god, and I was like looking at him. And then I turned around and fell over the guy in the wheelchair, fell on a guy in a wheelchair and he was raging. And then... I told this story in the live thing as well, but I said the morning, I was like, I was at Clubland and I fucking tripped over this guy in a wheelchair and she was like, oh yeah, fucking Johnny Crazy Legs or whatever. Like apparently he was notorious at the place and I near crushed him to death. He's raging too. I was like, you can't be that mad. You're not on my eye line, bro.
Aye.
I've had a lot of Jack Daniels.
Stand up. Sit up.
And then I threw up on a bus, which I'm not proud of, but you know, sure.
We've all done that.
Merry Christmas.
I pissed on a bus once. I pissed on a bottle and then the bottle filled up and then I had to pour the... So, start off, there was a bottle of Coke. My mate poured it into a bin bag so he could piss in the bottle. So there's a bag, like a plastic bag full of Coca-Cola swinging about. And then I needed to piss and I was like, give me your bottle of piss. Poured his piss into the bag of Coke because I couldn't... I tried to piss in the bag of Coke but I kept swinging in the back of the chair. Then I started pissing in the bottle and then obviously he'd been on the bus a wee bit longer than he'd been on so it started to fill up.
Rapidly.
Rather quickly. And then I ended up like just pissed. And then like finished up, screwed the top on it and then just fucked up. So there's a bag of Coke and a pish and a bottle of pish. The 2-1-2 to Derry.
I was on a bus to a rugby match like Lansdowne Road when I was younger and a guy, you know, the bus goes back and then there's like two seats where the exit is and there's a bit more leg room. And this guy's a fucking glue bag, I forget his name. He's like mates of a mate type thing. And he had a McDonald's cup and he decided that he would set it on the floor and then kind of be on his knees and piss in, not like put his dick in it, like stand, like almost piss into it. And he was pissing into it and it got a wee bit high. And the guy, the driver had no idea this was happening, obviously, but he fucking slammed on the brakes pretty hard and the cup just fell. And just kind of rolled away. And he was on his knees pissing. And he couldn't stop pissing. And it looked like, you know, the cover of Platoon. He was just like on his knees like, fucking hell, give me something quickly. Because the thing just went like, you know, like, and then just rolled like this. So he was on his knees just pissing on the floor basically. And it was very, very funny at the time. Now. But that, fuck that. There's nothing worse than needing to piss when you're like, oh, fucking hell. I've nearly...
I'm going to have one now that we've talked about it.
I mean, there's been a few fucking close calls. I remember... getting the bus from Derry to Belfast, and as soon as it reversed, I was busting for a piss. And then, and the worst thing was, even when you got to Belfast, there was traffic, so you were like, I know I'm in Belfast, I can get off this bus and piss immediately anywhere, but I have to sit here for another 20 minutes while he gets through it, for fuck's sake. Although, yeah, there's definitely a few times where you're like, I've done like. Yeah, I'll see if I can take a shit before I get on this. And you're like, what would have happened if I had got on that?
I've told you about the time I had to pay. I was on stage in McHugh's. And Rory Ward was emceeing. Whoever, somebody was doing an open spot, ran over. The fucking comedian that was doing a spot ran over. And then Rory was like, I'll pull it back. And then he went on for fucking ages. And I was like, I'll be all right. I can get through a fucking 20 minute, half an hour set or whatever. But because there was extra time added on, mm-hmm. I got to the point I was like halfway through. I had to go, I'm really sorry. And literally had to fucking... The toilets were right behind the stage, but I had to just fucking run. And as I was like, I started pissing as my dick was coming out. So I remember piss coming over my shoulder. Like I was unsheathing a fucking katana. Like, it was fucking awful.
Tremendous.
But it came back out like...
Was it funny though? Did people laugh?
Yeah, but it was like... Brilliant. Rory had... It was that quick. Rory was just about to get back to the mic whenever I ran off and did it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, finish my set. Like, I'm not going home. I just...
Yeah.
Really, really,
I can continue.
Had to piss, like.
That's where it would have been good to have a wireless mic. You could have just walked out the back, like, that's me pissing now.
You hear it? Here's me on the boat. Here's me in the water.
Did you hear the tank? I'll have it. Will you ever do another live podcast with Mickey? Here's what people need to realize: just because you do a thing doesn't mean it's the last time you ever do it.
I'd love to do one before Christmas.
Well, let's chat about it. Yeah. But like, people fucking. Well, actually, I'll tell you a secret. There may well be a thing. Very shortly after Christmas.
Oh.
So we could maybe turn
that. It's not really a secret. You just told me on the podcast.
I know, but I'm in talks. I'm in talks. With the Limelight, they wanted to do another show type. I don't know. I'll speak to them. I'll figure it out.
I mean, do it before Christmas. I had to buy presents.
Will you ever do another live podcast? Yeah.
Just
people say, like, you were on 1 week and then you were away, basically. And it was maybe like 2 weeks later and someone was like, oh, you should really do another podcast with Mickey. And I'm like, I will. I've done loads.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, that's the way the podcast is. I do some. Sometimes Mickey's on.
Aye.
Sometimes Maureen's on. Sometimes I've guests. Most of the time I don't. It's my podcast. Do whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly.
People are like, do you know what would be a good move for you, mate?
You should do stand-up.
If Mickey would. That's a girl asked me that when I did one of those fucking talks at that springboard thing. I know you're like do very funny stuff and all, but do you ever like get on? Do you ever like, would you do, instead of going, do you stand up?
She's
like, do you ever do what like Lee Evans does, which is like walk on about on stage with a microphone, you talk in a microphone, people do laughs and all?
And there's people.
And I was like, yeah.
People physically in the same room as you do sometimes.
He's like, yeah, do that. And she was like, oh.
Aye. People don't get it. People are fucking stupid.
Pair bastard.
The amount of times, and it's like it's a fucking common thing. If you're emceeing a gig, and somebody goes, "You should do stand up the way they do."
People like, are fucking. I'm retarded.
Fucking doing it all night.
Like, you really have to teach people that, and people just don't fucking get comedy. Right. It's like if you want to see comedy, go to a comedy night in a comedy venue or whatever, and just watch comedy. Don't be like, I'm getting married. Do you want to do stand up?
Don't have a fucking bad day or something bad happen to you and go, I'm going to go watch a comedy show and cheer myself up, because that's not what it's for either, right? Mm. Two stories to tell real quick. Fucking, one of the nights I was in Australia, there was a guy called Damien Power, who's funny as fuck, was doing this bit about, and it was obviously a joke about Australian bureaucracy and about how, like, they won't even let men kill themselves anymore because they've started putting fences on the top of bridges.
Right.
So now if you want to kill yourself, you have to go through a fucking mini ninja warrior trial. And there was a dude in the audience who somebody he knew had killed themselves in the last few months.
Yeah.
And he took it thick. And you're like, don't be coming out here to cheer yourself up because of your dead friend.
Yeah, and banking on the fact that nothing's going to make you upset.
Yeah, and completely fucking, like, taking all the irony out of it. And then Damien made a joke about religion, and that was too much for the guy. So making fun of his dead mate was one thing.
Yeah.
But you make fun of fucking Jesus.
As a nothing.
And then Thursday night doing a gig in Limelight, and there was a guy, I don't know if he's listening to this, I hope it rings alright, but he just got divorced that day, so him and his mates went out drinking and talked the whole fucking way through, sat in the front row and just fucking talked to each other the whole way through it. And it took an awful lot, and I'm not a brave man, but I was just, do you really get that point where you're going, if I just kicked one bottle into one of their heads,
yeah, they'd hopefully leave.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than having to stop a show and go, you're actually being very rude.
Yeah,
just to everybody. Because it takes a crack out of it and it makes you look like a fucking...
And every time that happens to me, like at a gig or something, I always think, why didn't I very quickly like brief the people involved? Like, if people are talking and you can notice them, fuck them out.
Aye.
Straight away. You shouldn't be here. There's
definitely.
See, when we were doing The Fringe one year and we went over and... like, oh, have a few drinks now, and it was like during the day or something, all the plans went out the window. We had tickets for a bunch of shit that we didn't go to, you know, we were gonna go to shows, end up not going to, we were too blocked with it. It's more fun now to just sit here and talk shit than it is to go in there steaming and trying to sit
quiet. Yeah,
you should. I mean, I don't understand why it's like comedy gets like the least respect as a performance. I think because people are just like, you're talking, I can talk, we're all talking, it's all good. No, if it was fucking anything else, you wouldn't be able to do it.
But I think it's it gets that lack of respect because it's so easy to get up and just fucking do it in the first place.
Sort of.
You know, like, how many times have you been to, you know, you've seen shit nights where people have done a bad job at it? Also, a lot of people, like I think that it's more popular than it is sometimes because there's tons of people that have never been to one.
Oh, no, it's not popular at all. Not in this
country. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, there, I was legit thinking about doing a fucking pre-roll sting at Lavery's and be like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lavery's Comedy Club. Tonight we're going to have an MC and a fucking opening act, which will last 20 minutes. Then you'll be afforded a bar break where you can buy beer and fucking sundries, you cunt. And we'll be back after the break. The MC will talk for another bit and then the headliner will talk. The more you fuck up and let it, you know, occur, the quicker it'll be over.
Aye.
Because people do that shit. They're like, oh my god, like that guy the other night, I went up, the guy's like, tell us a joke. And I went, good one. And he's like, tell us a joke. And then he did it a third time. And I was like, that wasn't even funny the first time you said it, you fucking.
Was that the credit ones that were like, the guy, he's Scottish? Was that same credit cunts? No.
Where?
In Lavery's?
Or was this? No, this was in the Devonish. And then I went, fucking kneecap that cunt. And there was a pause for about 10 seconds. And then a wave of laughter and then an eruption of applause. And I was like, that was the most West Belfast thing I've ever seen. I was like, fucking kneecap him. Yous all checked if he could in fact be legally kneecapped. And then you went, I go ahead, kneecap a bastard. Depending on who it was shouting. Fucking Jesus Christ. Thanks for having me, people at the Devonish. But, you know, that's the thing. People, you know, you bash your head against the wall for like 4 years trying to run a gig or something. Or longer than that, I don't know how long Lavery's been going. And then you finally get it to a place where it's good. And then you do some social media and people go, oh, comedy seems to be lucrative.
Aye.
And it's not. And then they go, oh, I'm going to put on a comedy night here and not do any work.
Aye.
And then go like, something's gone on here because this isn't full of people. This isn't full of people. And you're like, yeah.
We budgeted to make 5 grand at the door here.
build it up.
Yeah.
You don't just fucking, you know, decide to do something. You know, like even the limelight, the first gig we went to, it had a decent amount of people in it, but you know, you know, even they couldn't put on a gig and just fucking fill like the big room, because
it takes
a while to fucking
totally. Like, how many nights have we done Larry's where it's been fucking dead?
There was one,
do you know, like
there was one a while ago, and it was when the storm was really fucking bad. You probably missed that, but like there was fucking trees and fucking front of houses blowing off and shit. It was pretty bad. Plus freshers, and there was about fucking, what was it, like 38 people in Laveries or something, which was like dead as shit. Aye. But the funny thing is, you'd have killed for that 4 years ago.
Aye.
You know, there'd be nights where you're like, fuck, we've got 40, we've got a crowd, happy days, you know, let's do this shit.
Aye.
Whereas now, you're so used to being, it being full, or like, yeah, a decent crowd or whatever, that you're just like,
I mean, all the seats aren't taking, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me more scared usually.
Oh, they're definitely
and here's the thing, it was actually it was a decent night. It was actually pretty fucking good. But
you can get that sometimes. That's what, like, I was actually, those gigs I was doing in Australia, it was all like the Comedy Store in Sydney, which is fucking brilliant. And then doing these roadshow tours where it's like you go to these towns where they have maybe a 500 seat theatre and it's fucking rammed because there's nothing else going on.
Yeah.
And then the last week I was there, I was doing stuff on the Gold Coast where it was pub gigs again. And you're back to maybe sort of, I think there was one with maybe 12 people in.
Mm.
And it does make you go, whew,
yeah.
Like, back in the gym.
Yeah.
Because you can individually see if everybody's all right.
I would much rather have a smaller crowd who were, like, half listening than a full room that was going ballistic.
Didn't give a fuck, I am.
Yeah, because it's fucking,
it's just rude. There's nothing you can do.
You're just like,
that's what somebody says.
Like if you walked off, people were like, oh, you couldn't fucking handle that big lad. No.
Aye.
And you're like, there is zero point in me screaming into the fucking abyss that's happening right
now. That's the thing, because I always say, people go, what do you do if you get heckled? And I'm at the point, I've done enough of those gigs where I go, when people are heckling, they're paying attention.
Yeah.
They're listening. It's all right. It's when people completely ignore what's going on, you're just like,
yeah.
When people, there's nothing I can do here.
When people, like, you know, yeah, like I said, turn all their fucking seats into the middle of the round table that they have. It's a disaster. Excuse me, fucking the shits. Think about it.
That's one of the things I think about. I don't know, it sounds like I'm being bitchy, but I think I meet like newer comedians now that haven't done those gigs yet. And they get a wee bit sort of fucking whingy. No, they just don't have the fucking, like, the backbone or the, like, thick enough skin for stuff. So they'll be in a green room complaining about why wasn't something done about that, or they'll complain about other acts. And you're like, sometimes a gig is you're the background of people drinking.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anybody can do about it. Yeah. Toughen up, snowflake.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no point in me saying that. I just had a wee flashback there to somebody that fucked me off a while.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been doing stand-up for less than about 2 years, more maybe, you can, you know, you gotta eat some cock.
Oh, you have no idea what's about to happen to you, like.
Yeah, you gotta eat some shit sometimes. And like, and then the more you do stand-up sometimes, like, some of the best paid gigs I've ever done were a fucking nightmare.
Aye.
You know?
Oh, without a doubt.
That one I did for Tenants that time, where they were like, it's gonna be a small thing for the, you know, the directors and stuff. But obviously they were dishing out free drink and free food.
Aye.
So the place was, the Dirty Onion was fucking rammed. And she was like, oh yeah, one of the fucking directors is going to go up and do a bit of a talk before they bring you on. And they were like, oh, he's not here actually. So they went up with the worst PA of all time. And this girl goes, in front of like a fucking pack, like imagine a Saturday night in the Dirty Onion, packed to the deck. And she's like, and I like could hear myself like walking across the stage, and I was just like, hello. No. And then about 8 people turned around to the post and were staring at me, and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Aye.
It was fucking terrible.
Oh.
But then, and like, very well paid, but it was just like, you feel like going, I know that you probably want me to do something here. But the fucking annoying thing is, you go into these places and you take like fucking photos of everybody and all this stupid shit, and then you have to go up and do the thing. No one's listening. I feel like coming off and going, there is zero point in me doing that.
Aye.
There's no point in me standing up there at all.
Aye.
I think there's a lot of times
everyone's like, just going to go, remember that guy just went up and tried to do stand-up?
Yeah.
And we're all trying to drink and listen to music.
People about it. Sometimes book things thinking that comedians can fucking change the fucking, like the atmosphere or of a room, or even like physically change time and space.
No, you can't. You just,
you know what I mean? It's like, it has to be set up. People have to be there for it.
Yeah, you have to, like, just go to see comedy. That's it.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's nuts. Let me do a fucking question here and we'll get out of here. Do you think Khabib should be stripped of his UFC title after the UFC 229 brawl after the fight? Also, do you think his actions are justified after McGregor slapping about religion? Did you see that, the riot?
Saw bits of it, aye. I saw a couple of fucking fights in the, like, fans beating the fuck out of each other. Yeah,
that was,
well,
that was very funny. Nah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The only bit I would take issue with is the, his, I have this weird thing when I watched that. I was like, if the guy's been slapped, if Dylan Danis or whatever was slapping at him and Khabib jumped the fucking fence and attacked him.
Aye.
Fair enough. But there's something about the guy's getting in the ring and hitting McGregor, who'd just been sort of beaten up and choked. That's gross. Like,
aye, that's just fucking,
I mean, even Dana White was like, yeah, they'll never, those guys are fighters. They'll never fight here. They'll never, they might not even be able to be legally allowed back in the country. So aye, fuck them. But that bit was gross, I thought. But I think if,
it's just cowardly, isn't it? Because it was sucker punch, a fucking,
there was one guy there was one guy ran towards McGregor. McGregor fucking cracked him one. He went, like, did this wobble. Like, aye, oh fuck, shouldn't have done that. But the guy that hit him from behind, like in the back of the head, no, that's fucking, that's gross. But there has to be an element of, like, it's the fight business. There is going to be slobbering, aye, and fights and aggression and all that shit.
And the thing is, I think the UFC will love the fact that that's happened for promo shit. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But then, no, I don't think it was anything. The worst bit for me was when the other guys got in the ring. I think they should introduce.
It was almost like it was orchestrated when that happened, though.
They were waiting. They were fucking waiting. But they should. Yeah, there has to be some, like, devastating fine in place for if you get in the ring.
Aye.
You know, I think there.
Well,
should
you have
be.
To have a license to be in that ring every time you fight. Don't you?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of there's clearance, yeah, you have to get, like. But
there's probably a fucking two or three different,
yeah,
laws.
Yeah, that's the term. The term is a sanctioned fight.
Aye.
It's, you've been allowed to fight. If you're just getting in to have a fucking street fight in a ring, it's not going to work, like. But I'm sure McGregor don't give a fuck because he sold about $1 billion worth of shit whiskey. He doesn't give a fuck.
And I'm convinced fucking Jameson have done a thing as well. Out in Australia, there was a guy, I met a guy from Oman, a pub. Met two guys from Northern Ireland in the space of an hour and a half. But,
very nice.
He kept buying all this, like, if you take this Jameson here, buy it fucking, and it was all different bottles of Jameson. And I'm convinced, basically, Jameson's have took a load of, like, dregs and gone, fucking diddly-dee that up and sell it off to different countries, because it was fucking putrid.
Which one was it?
I can't remember, Stephen.
I mean,
there was one that was very woody.
Right.
There was like a real,
I mean, there's one that's like, is it like Jameson Caskmates or something? It's the nicest one.
Aye.
But it barely tastes like whiskey, that's why.
Aye.
It tastes like fucking chocolate sauce.
Oh, fuck, I haven't had that now.
Caskmates, dare now.
Chocolate.
Any thoughts on the new Always Sunny season?
I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, the first two were a bit slow, but then they do get better.
Aye.
They do. They're very like,
where are you watching them? Just online?
Potlocker or something. Aye. They're very like, satire. Like the first two I wasn't too into, but then, do you remember the episode they did in the last season, the Beat Boggs thing, where they drank on the plane? They did that this time, but it was all the girls from Always Sunny.
Oh, right, okay.
But it was a statement on like all female remakes of things.
Aye.
So it was fucking hilarious, like very well done, and the girl keeps referencing, like, you know, how pathetic it is that we're just doing a female version of what the guys do.
Yeah,
why don't we do our own thing? But it's fucking brilliant. And then I actually missed an episode, and then there was one about them buying a new car, where is it Charlie and Matt get into a fight with these children, and it is like they beat the cunt out of these kids, and it's fucking hilarious, like smashing them up against the car. I was laughing my balls off. Very funny. Mickey Bartlett mentioned you in your story. That's William Palmer.
That's what I call a hand job. That's not a real guy, is it?
William, but I think
Willie Palmer. Brilliant.
That's unfortunate, but fair play to you. Recently started doing BJJ at Yoda. Any sick tips?
Change your name.
If you can invent the move.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing.
The Willy Pop.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know what that is. Is this fucking real name? Hold on a second. It is. Shout out to Willy Palmer. I'm sure he gets fucking...
That's amazing. Death.
Any sick tips?
What's your mate called? Dick Hunter?
There's a Willy... Is there not a Willy Hunter does stand-up in Scotland?
Fuck, I don't know.
Willy Hunter? Or Richard Hunter? Dick Hunter or something? I don't know.
I might be making that up,
but shout out to Willy Palmer. Any sick tips? Just do it loads. And lift... I would say lift weights. And stretch a lot. So, because you don't want to be like...
You don't want to be turning.
You want to protect those joints. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Definitely.
Is what I would say.
As well, always make sure you've got a rash guard under your G. Because you don't want to get scabies off the mat. Boxer briefs.
You might get them anyway. Yeah, that's what I would say. I would say, like, just take care of your body. Because you probably get a spate of injuries in the first year.
Yeah, definitely. Verruca socks.
Not a wear socks.
Don't wear socks.
Stay clean.
Stay clean.
If it's a good place, there'd be... good hygiene in place though.
Aye, definitely.
Just keep doing it,
bro. Respect the dojo as well for what it is. It's a
place where is that place? I need to start doing more jiu-jitsu.
I really want to start doing Muay Thai. Don't laugh at it, I really do. No, I don't want to fight people, like, I just want to kick stuff.
Well then we could do it in this garage right now.
I don't want to kick you, my friend.
Get some pads and fucking
get some. I want to do it proper though. I want to have that wee fucking headband and do all that shit before starting them. But just, again, it's just me and my own going oof oof oof. Like that?
Fuck's sake.
I could be good at, I've got the footwork for fantastic martial artists. You don't know?
I guarantee you right now you wouldn't be good at it.
You don't know? How do you know it wouldn't be?
I think you'd knee someone in the face and hurt your knee.
That's not a very mean thing to say. You know I've got sensitive knees.
You know my jelly knees. Give me jip.
Went to Catholic school.
I was always on them.
Very rude.
Never off my knees. Where would you do Muay Thai, I wonder? You could do it at SBG, but why are Tyler's the best trade out there? Bro, don't ask me questions like that. Bullshit. What's the dumbest shit you've ever done together? Probably this podcast.
Yeah, I had a dream of being comedians.
Well, once Mickey does... Ask that question again once Mickey's been to one Muay Thai class.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know what? I'm going to go and then the guy's going to be like, you're a natural, and I'm going to kick them fucking doors open and be all right, Ma. BJJ Manai, you fat baldy fuck. Like that.
And then they'll just kick you in the face. And
then I'd be all, jelly knee, attack, like that. I'll fucking hit you with the William Palmer, which is...
It looks like a kick, but I'm pulling your cock off.
Looks like I'm making a cocktail, but all of a sudden...
What a nice joke that is. I would... I'll go to Muay Thai with you if you want to go to Muay Thai.
Do you want to do it for the crack?
Yeah.
Just want to see what it's like.
I'll do it for a vlog.
Aye. But I'll be fucked, like.
I would go. Yeah, I'll look into it. Anyone do any Muay Thai out there?
Or something to that effect. One of the striking martial arts.
Yeah, Muay Thai is probably what you
probably
want.
Probably the best one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. When's the next Colin Mickey night in Lavery's?
Last Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was kind of last minute for you, though. We should get you a fucking headline. Spot.
Aye.
I'll look at the thing here, because I actually have shit booked for a change, which is hilarious. We've got Damo Clark next Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Fucking time. Supported by Alan Irwin. So that'll be a great night, I'm sure.
And then Damo's blisteringly good.
Blistering.
Sure, live with the man in Edinburgh.
And then after that, I think of Eric Lawler.
Oh, class.
Booked him a while ago. So. There you go. Are you doing another Comedian's Christmas gig this year? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that, yeah, that's what we do at Lavery's, really, isn't it?
Most wonderful time.
We should do the storytelling night or something on the...
Aye, that'd be good.
And then just on the Christmas gig and get full as a shock.
Was it last year or the year before where everybody was singing hymns at the back? Was it last year or not?
I think so.
That was fucking class.
There was, there's a vlog of that, I think.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
Do you know what? I think that was the year before. Because
yeah, it was.
It
was
definitely,
yeah, it was like 2 years ago because I remember the club was different. The club was the other way. I'm trying to make some changes to Lavery's, because there's been a lot of comedy nights pop up in Belfast. So I was like, let me just reevaluate what we're doing at Lavery's here. So I'm trying to get like stage and get the sound a bit more professional. I'm gonna have we walk on stings and stuff like that. And then I was gonna try and get like a curtain at the back rather than the wood. Get like a purple curtain back the way it was.
Right, that was nice. I don't know if you need walk-on things though, because
you don't need a mic either. No.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Sick.
Fuck, I forgot professional. But
a jelly.
Jelly needs fucking jelly spine.
Jelly.
Well, now Hawkins dead. Somebody has to fucking represent.
I'll knock your bollocks in. Muay Thai.
Knees, elbows, knees. Who's that? We're trying to be Christopher Walken, which is what Stephen Hawking always wanted to be. Thank you.
Stephen Walken, Stephen Running.
Stephen Stand Up, just. But walk-on music sometimes is a bit like... I was doing a gig recently where they had walk-on music that was completely uncalled for, and what they would do was stop it too early, so all you could hear was that the audience had stopped clapping.
Yeah, that's bad.
And you're like...
You need to let it play till they get the mic out. Aye. And then you dip it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Yeah. Are we well?
Are we well? How we doing? Do you have any students?
Hello, Belfast. Are we well?
Any students in the name?
Fucking kill yourself.
There was a picture. We were in the Louvre in France. It's on my Instagram. There's a picture of...
You doing a poo in the Louvre?
I tried.
Did you do shit in the
Louvre? I went to go for a shit.
Was it one of them roped off areas?
No, I was actually... No joke, I was in the... There was only two toilets, but two separate doors. And one was a girl's toilet, and I'm standing in the wee fucking, you know, in-between room that's like... There's like a door and then another door into the toilet. Uh-huh. And then a big, fat black woman came out. And she went, ooh. And I went, ooh. And then I went...
You never had the boys' dumpers, no?
You're cack, man. and then I realised I was in the wrong... And then I was just scared. So I think I just did a little weak piss and then left. But it's the most expensive piss ever.
Lille. I haven't been to France. Well, it was once. It's shite. Didn't like it.
Art shite.
Aye. No time for it.
It's bollocks.
Should've went to a Banksy. Didn't just fucking get rid of all of it.
I went to a Banksy one as well in Amsterdam. It was fucking bollocks. I mean, there's. I went to art college, studied art, performed art, and I still hate it.
Aye.
I'm still, especially Banksy and all. You're like, if I've seen it in a book,
you've seen it.
It's not much more impressive when you see it. Like, I don't give a fuck.
But I've never understood that, like, shh, it's the actual Mona Lisa.
Be cool. Yeah, and it's, you couldn't get near it either. Aye. It was like 1,000 people. We
came back from Glasgow one year, and there was a whole crowd of my exes, ones, and then like all our mates and stuff. We ended up going to the Tate Modern in Liverpool, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, and I was just like, bored! Oh, this is shite.
I was at I appreciated the Tate Modern in London a bit more than the Le Louvre.
Aye.
Because it's old. It's cheaper like flight. It's like old fucking. It's like really old art. So it's all like fucking old paintings and sculptures and shit. And you're just like, whatever. At least the modern one, you're like, that's funny because they've done it with piss because they thought that was artistic. Aye. You know what I mean? There's a bit more like.
I'd love to go see one of them. Do the fucking that guy that cuts people in half and just all the veins and shit.
I went to that in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Bodyworks. Bodyworks, it's called. Yeah. Sounds like a gay gym, but it's not.
It does indeed.
But it's,
I mean, I wouldn't know.
It's alright. And there's and they keep the fucking fannies and assholes on. So like,
there'll be a buck while you're there.
I fucking microwave for 2 minutes. Good to go.
Here we go. Ding. Bucking time. Ding. Not the Buckman 60 seconds.
But the rustler's muff. There was a girl. Yeah, there's one girl that was like in a gymnast type pose with her arse up in there. And you're like, good of them to keep the wee fried butterfly. And the asshole.
The fried butterfly.
I just imagine the guy's like skinning a person. Like, here we go up and round. And
oh, easy.
You figure of eight round the blur.
Don't fuck about the perfection. I'm not playing God here.
But it's weird. She had wild black lungs. So she must have smoked a good bit.
Oh, fuck, I.
So she was in fairly good nick. But then they take all the fat off. So who knows what sort of nick she was in.
Yeah.
Her asshole was leather.
There was a BBC thing where they were showing like I want to say the anatomy of an autopsy. That might have been the... And I was up for watching it, and it was a woman in her... She was about maybe 15 stone or something. So she wasn't like fucking morbidly obese, but a big enough...
Hefty woman.
Yeah. And I got as far as to start like slicing her chest open, and you can see the layer of fat under her skin. And I just went, oh, no, couldn't watch it.
It's disgusting. Like, you would still have that if someone was like 10% body fat, which is like in really good shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fuck knows what it'd be like if you chop me open.
Have like a fucking a barbecue fucking.
Just like a bag of butter. Oh my God. They would have fucking all those surgical instruments where they're like, you like bungee cord, like hook that in and yank it back there to get to the next layer of this shit. Just fucking digging through it.
Like back off. No, that wasn't funny. But I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what, I need to, I'm going to weigh myself. I'll probably weigh myself later because I haven't eaten anything yet. I'll weigh myself and make a note of it and then go at it hard till next week because there was a few fuck up weeks there. But I
think, you set a time limit for you?
Well, Dave's wedding, basically. So I basically lost like the first week or something like 3 pounds and then the second week it was down another 2. But before I weighed in the first time, Maureen was like, the last time you weighed yourself, you were 6 pounds heavier.
Right.
Which was months ago. So she was like, you're actually starting lighter than you were on this challenge or whatever. Even though we've done fuck all for the challenge. It's just a cool Instagram, isn't it?
Aye. See, I was going to start one of my own just as a wee competition thing because I have a suit for Dave's wedding. I'm not buying another suit. So I'm like, I need to get back into that fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when is it, a month?
2nd November, something like that.
Aye, so about a month.
Why don't we just add you to the heavyweight cup page?
Because yous are trying to get down to my weight. I was just thinking I could fight in the heavyweight division.
You're more like a light heavyweight or something? I don't know.
15 and a half. I'm, no, I would think I'm in
the heavyweight. No, you would be heavyweight, yeah.
I'm 220 pounds, LBs, 99 kilos. Which is a lot for a man of 5'9".
You should be fighting featherweight.
Aye, definitely.
Welcome to the ring, Jelly Knees Martin. Comes out like a seal. Mickey the seal.
Walking out to the soggy dew.
With someone playing on one of those whistle lollies.
I put a rabbi in the bath.
I can be Sinead O'Connor singing in life.
And those loyal. What was it fucking? I'm just thinking about, there's a bit about Huns. Just change that to Buns.
That
Who
song.
The fuck ate that pie?
Speed beats power. Precision beats butter.
Nom nom nom.
That's what you seen happen there. Oh my God, I think of one more question, then we'll GTF the fuck out of here.
Do you want to choke him out? Do you want to get his arm under that chin? Oh, that's fucking Jackie Fullerton. Which chin am I grabbing?
Oh, write that down. That's a good joke.
Yeah.
I might tell that again, because I've called this new show Trans Blender, because I thought it was a silly word.
Aye.
And now I'm going to have to give it some sort of...
All the things that happen when you were by the blender?
Yeah, 3 of them.
Aye.
4 of them. That's a good one. Cheers for reminding me that.
No problem. Definitely throw out one about the... Can I have your hat?
Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
I love that joke.
Yeah. I don't know how it ends, but sure. What's worse, a vegan or a feminist? Never mind, actually. If you're one, you're more than likely the other one as well. Twice the cunt. Go ahead, Lockie Ferguson, you fucking Mikey Potter. Not really.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all, no. But
I'm a feminist and I love meat. Fanny meat.
What does being a feminist mean when you're a fella?
You just, women go, I don't want to get raped and I want the same wages. You go, aye, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, get it yourself, you fuck.
I would agree with that. But also, do I have to be a feminist or can I just be logical and sound?
Well, it depends on what kind of, it's the same as anything. I think there's some feminists that ruin feminism, if you know what I mean.
Well, of course. Everyone runs wild with their fucking ideas.
Aye. If you believe in equal rights for women, you're a feminist. It's not easy. But try and tell a fucking hardcore feminist that you're a feminist, that's a whole fucking thing.
Exactly. What you find is there's probably like, in that case, there'd just be girls who have had horrible shit done to them by a fella. And now they're just like, well, guess what the world doesn't need? Fellas.
Aye. Or you'll get people who haven't necessarily had anything bad happen to them, but they're using things that have happened to other people. I think it's basically a lot of people I've met have given up. They're going, this is because I'm a woman. And you're like, don't fucking quit. So, you know what I mean? You're using excuses on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll fix the world at a different time, folks. For now, let's go do Muay Thai.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that. We should definitely go. Would you go?
Definitely. I'd love to.
Let's go.
Because I was looking at pro kick. So it was like adult.
Learning difficulty.
Yeah. There's like beginner fucking things. So I would need to.
But the only shit thing about beginner stuff is,
you can end up with a bunch of 15-year-old kids.
No, not at all. You would go in and they'd be like, fitness is a very important element to kickboxing. Aye. So run around and do fucking setups. Aye. And shit. So what you actually want is just to fucking, I mean, what, you know what you could nearly do if you wanted to just try it? I could probably organise us like a private.
That'll be class.
And just pay the guy fucking whatever it is an hour. It's probably like 30 quid or something between us, and just fucking do like a private and do it for a vlog and see.
I'll be all over that.
Yeah.
Just to see how completely out of shape I am. Like,
yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. I was thinking this the other day. I don't know if I can even kick with my left leg.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to be surprisingly talented.
No, but like
I beat the shit.
Because I used to do taekwondo, where I can still like do wee fucking kicks that look nearly impressive, and I physically don't know if I can lift my left leg up to kick something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
fuck me.
It's like, do you ever have those dreams where you can't run? I think about the left hand side of my body.
Have you probably had a stroke? I remember one of those guys where like, they come into hospital and they're like, oh, you went in for a checkup, and they're like, you've had 9 strokes.
I'm like, what?
Well, that's why I have no memory and can't fucking yeah. function during the day. I swear to God, I need to, I might, for the crack, go to like a cognitive behavioral therapist type person, and I also might get a diet fucking allergy type thing.
I'd love a full blown
because
MOT. I think do you have to get, we're in our 30s now. When is it your 40s you start going for like,
I don't know. When you're me and you, I don't think it's gonna happen. I can literally get up, like not be able to focus during the day, not be arse doing anything. Do a workout sort of late afternoon, eat my dinner, and then like as the night closes in, become like fully awake and alert and ready to do like work or focus on stuff.
Aye.
But see, during the day, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on during
could
the
be
day.
It could be the time scale thing, because I know there's lots of times where in the evening, that's when other people fuck off and leave you alone.
Yeah.
So you might have just got to the point where you know that Maureen's going to be fucking chilling out. No one's going to be coming to the house to annoy you. And that's whenever your brain goes, right now, we're not going to get interrupted. Sometimes that's just fucking timing.
I mean,
because I start getting ideas for jokes when I'm lying in bed.
But I've heard loads of people, I've heard things on podcasts recently, like your guy, Burr Kreischer, saying that he's scared of going to bed. And that's me. I'm like, if I was like watching TV, which I get bored of all the time, and just fell asleep on the sofa, I could sleep all night on the sofa, like a baby. See, if I get up and go to bed, it's almost like I waking up when I go to bed and I'm lying there like, what do I do now? And I'll fall asleep for fucking an hour and I'll wake up fully refreshed, like, what am I doing? And then usually what happens is I'll do like a short burst of sleep and then I'll be awake for a while, and then I'll sleep fucking 4 through to like 8, and I'll wake up like, oh god, dying. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Like,
I think I just,
and I'm doing all the shit. Like, there's days where the worst thing is, like, sometimes you know, people are like, oh, you know, you need to sleep well and eat. There's days I've ate like a fucking pro athlete and worked out like a maniac, and it gives me like more energy.
Aye, that'll happen. Yeah, because
we're like endorphins. I'm going to bed, and I'm like, why? Why?
Aye.
You going to bed?
I think it's trying to get routines, because you don't really have much routine with this when you're self-employed.
And I think
normal people get up 5 o'clock, fucking leave the house at 6 and work for 7, home at 5. Dinner, fucking
watch a bit of TV, go to sleep.
Aye,
yeah.
Get up and do it again. Whereas, like, all over the place.
I couldn't even put routine in if I tried.
No,
you know what I mean. You know, because you could get into the rhythm of going to bed at a good time, but then I have to go do Lavery's one night, or I'm doing something else, and I'm driving home at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning.
No,
you can't get the rhythm going at all.
No, exactly.
So I don't know, but I don't know. I might look into it just for the crack. You know,
definitely
heading to the gig in London this Friday. Any rough idea what time it'll go on? It says 7 p.m. Yeah, the show's at 7 p.m.
Yeah, show's at 7 or doors at 7. Show,
I'm pretty sure the show is at 7, because I did that last time where I was like, across the road in a shop, and the guy rang me, and he's like, Colin? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, just wondering, are you close by? And I was like, yeah, I'm in the shop across the road. Oh, that's great. I'll let the crowd into the room now. And I went, what? And he goes, I was like, is it not 7:30? And he goes, oh, no, it's 7.
Fuck.
And I went, all right. And literally fucking burst in the door. We hadn't 5 guys just because we were late and we were like, right, what's close here? Right. I was like, right, we'll just eat there. No time to look around. Out of 5 guys. And then sprinted in. Full fucking sweat on with a big fucking like 5 guys Coke. And just went on stage with it. Like, there we go. I was eating a burger 6 seconds ago. It's a fucking disaster. But yeah, I'm going to do the gig at 7. It'll be over at 8. It's only one show. And then I'm going to fucking go to Chinatown.
Lovely. Good show.
Right in the corner.
Where are you staying in London?
It's like a fucking Holiday Inn or something. Because it was the closest one. Because my sister doesn't work for Hilton anymore. Selfish bitch. Even though it wasn't close at all. The one we stayed at was like fucking Shepherd's Bush.
Aye.
And then we'd have to get the whole way across London to go to this thing. But you can't beat that fucking Hilton for 40 quid or whatever it was.
Aye.
So now we're staying in some shithole. But I mean, for all the time you spend in it, it doesn't really matter. Fuck.
Aye, exactly. Somewhere to lay down, isn't it?
It's not somewhere to throw your fucking bag for a minute.
Aye.
I need to go back some things for Glasgow here. And I don't know whether to go just a twin room for me and Begley one night or 2 separate rooms. What would be your advice?
Twin room, the fuck? Because we've done a twin room in...
Yeah. In that beautiful room and where you opened the window. And there was literally a square window and outside it was a brick wall 8 inches away from the fucking window.
That was weird, that one, right? That's a weird wee hotel.
We went to see Bill Burr and we drank so much in the daytime that we're like, we have to go to bed. We're going to have to go to bed before we go to this gig. And the two of us went back and went to fucking bed.
And then drank a fuckload during it.
I don't remember any of it. Yeah, and it was motherfucking freezing. Aye. Do you remember that? You could see we were in the fucking rafters, like, but you could see your breath.
I wear jackets on.
Full coats on. It was 2 days after that fucking helicopter crashed
into the fucking
Glasgow, which is grim as fuck. So there was just a weird air that night, like, but fuck me, it's so strange.
Good times, though.
Good times, I remember fondly.
Boys will be boys.
Right.
Aye.
Let's get out of here. If anything to plug, Mick?
You like it?
Oh my god, it's all a skip on it.
Bit of tone coming into it.
Fucking hell. Who's Tony?
Tony Jellies. What have I anything to plug? I feel like I've something coming up, I've stuff in London coming up. I'm going to be in Liverpool this weekend.
Follow Mickey on Instagram.
Slaughterhouse. Follow me on Instagram. There's not very much. I don't put much up, but 740 your debts. And there'll be something. I can't really remember. I'm still a wee bit like fucking
in rest period.
Yeah.
Many nuts have you bust since you got home?
Not that many, to be honest with you.
No,
I thought you'd be busting. I had a whole packet of dry roasted though, but I was just starving.
Mid sex, of course.
Oh, aye, of course. Aye.
I'm like Dumbo and eat treats.
Well, watch this. Catch up, my asshole. Now, who's impressed?
I'll assault you. That's it, folks.
Catch you later.
Yes.
Catch you later.
Fuck! You look! Come on.
All the best.
Pistache me that water.
Oh, fuck!
Right, we're out of here this time, definitely. See you later. All the best.
Ah, walnuts.